I'm meeting a lot of stay-at-home dads these days. Some mornings I'll step into my small patient room and find Dad wiping the nose of his congested toddler. As a pediatrician, I'm accustomed to Mom describing the changing consistency of their child's stool or how little Jaden was exposed to a marginally ill cousin at a playdate 5 days ago. With fathers, the responses to my clinical questions generally consist of blank looks and then quickly handing me their cell phone to discuss the matter with the more involved parent. But lately it's Dad who's detailing his child's fever curve in the past 48 sleepless hours. Most of the house dads I meet are not at home by choice. The recession has put breadwinners out of work. I see how the new balancing act adds strain to the entire family. With patients from my diverse range of families, I find that this unvalidated measure of unemployment can be found in all income brackets and ethnicities. While I'm fortunate to be working full-time, and then some, I too am one of the clueless dads, looking to their mom for cues on what and how to feed our toddlers. As a pediatrician, I have the distinct dissatisfaction in knowing a lot about how to raise children, while knowing the many specific ways I fall short. The first of which is spending time together. I have no excuse for not taking them to Golden Gate Park, which is literally my backyard. I should show up at my daughter's daycare one day and take her on a surprise trip to the zoo. Instead, our limited time together is at the end of the day, when the whining begins and everyone is a little ill-tempered. The following day, I'm back at work, and there I see dads making the best of their situation, bringing their children in for checkups and colds. Their good work ethic now directed towards a devoted parenting ethic. I could take cues from them. I applaud these newly at-home moms or dads. I hope that when circumstances improve, this period is remembered not as one of hardship, but as a meaningful time to reconnect with family. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Ricky Choi.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.